You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
Sometimes in our lives, we all have pain, we all have sorrow, but if we are wise, we know that there's always tomorrow. Lean on me when you're not strong.
Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Lighthouse Central Florida does not just provide services to people who are totally blind. We offer services to individuals of all ages with any degree or vision loss. Whether you are born with an impairment or develop one during their life, whether it's picking out clothing in the morning or reconfiguring your kitchen so that you can continue to cook in a safe way, going to the grocery store, or just navigating your community in a safe way, Lighthouse can help you remain independent and live beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Serving Orange, Seminole, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida today at 407-898-2483. That's 407-898-2483.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all you can eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Lighthouse is the only private nonprofit agency offering a broad range of services to sight-impaired residents of Central Florida through effective programs, proven curricula, certified instructors, and years of personal and professional experience. Lighthouse ensures that individuals of all backgrounds have the tools they need to lead independent lives and pursue their goals without limits. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long
is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Okay, you can all sit down now. Sit down, sit down. It's time.
Blind
and Beyond. Sit down. Enough applause. Enough applause. Thank you very much. Thank you very
They're
much.
They're going crazy.
Thank you all. Thank you. Welcome to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. We have a wonderful show for you tonight. Yes, we do. If you're tuning in for the first time, this is the show that we say we are the bridge between the blind community and the sighted community. And welcome to the St. Patty's Show,
where you stand down and sit up.
Yep. Let me introduce you to players today.
Sorry, Michael.
It's on St. Patty's Day, March 17th. Welcome to our co-host, my beautiful wife, Lynn Golder. Are you there?
I'm here with the cracks. Sorry, Michael, just kidding. Yep, welcome to the St. Patrick's Day edition of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Glad you're with us.
And to my left, my co-host, the one, the only, David Hildebrand. David, are you there?
Ah, top of the evening there to you, Michael. And happy St. Patty's Day to everybody.
Those are my two co-hosts today. And behind the scenes, behind the glass that David and I can't see, we have the one, the only, the greatest engineer there is, a young man by the name of Chris Shaw. Chris, are you there?
I'm right here.
That's a fine Irish name. Chris Shaw.
Yes.
He's our Irish connection here.
There you go.
And next to Chris Shaw is the one, the fabulous, the Miss Charlotte Massey.
Yay!
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening, Charlotte.
Good evening, Charlotte.
You hear that quiet voice of Charlotte.
Oh, she's not so quiet. Don't let her fool you.
We know her better than that.
She's the one who's going to answer the phone calls
right.
when you call in.
Yeah.
Miss Charlotte, the phone number to call in, that Charlotte will say hello to you. The phone number to call in, don't forget to call, is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680.
If you're extra nice to Charlotte, she'll put you on the air.
There you go.
If you're not, she won't.
So, Big Dave, you want to do your shout-outs first? Oh, wait, we've got the signal.
This hour is brought to you by Lighthouse of Central Florida.
Charting a course for living, learning, and earning with vision loss. Find them online at lighthousecentralflorida.org or on Facebook at Lighthouse Central Florida.
Well, now you can say something, Mr. David.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll say something. Let's see, a shout out to my lovely wife, Brenda, who I bet is listening, riding around town and charging up the charge cards. and of course, I got to say hi to my good friends, Terry and Marcy, down from Pittsburgh. And their daughter, Wendy, and husband, Mike, I think they're listening possibly. So hello to them.
Okay, and I have a couple of shout-outs. I'd like to say hi to Tom. I'm not going to say the last names until I get permission, but Tom K. in Maryland, Olin N. in Georgia, and Sarah L. R. in Jacksonville, Florida. Hope you're out there, and if you are, maybe you'll call in later and say hello. Okay.
And the phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. We are live from Orlando, Florida. Thank goodness it's nice weather here today in Orlando. Hope it's nice where you are, wherever you're calling in. Maybe you can call in and let us know the weather wherever you are at.
It's
Hope
chilly
it's nice.
Here. Chilly.
It was comfy today, though.
Let's
I don't
see
think
what the temperature is right now on my phone.
It was like in the low 70s, I think, today. Didn't get too sunny, but it was...
It's 64 right now, going down to 56.
We're struggling down here in Florida with the in the low 60s. So
we're struggling.
Eat your hearts out. Philadelphia, New York.
Hey, folks, if you miss any part of the show, which I hope you don't miss, but if you do miss any part, go to our website. Check it out. The website has all the radio shows on that we've had been on there except for two. That was because of hurricanes. All the rest are on there since the day we started. So if you miss this show or any show, go to our website. The website is Blind and Beyond. Don't forget the and, A-N-D, Blind and Beyond. radioshow.org. That's Blind and Beyond. radioshow.org. And if you want to write to us, which I hope you do, maybe you have something nice to say, be nice, just write to Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, at lineandbeyondradioshow.org. And by the way, if you have a PSA, if you have something going on in your community where you're at, just let us know. We'll go on the air with it.
Lynn? May I make a comment to that
point? Yeah, make your comment. Make your comment.
That you, unlike many people out there in the world, you will return a call.
Oh, yes.
That is a very sore spot with me. But yes. Michael,
are you getting on my case?
No.
Yeah, actually, we are.
I do return phone calls.
But even family, everybody. Well, you are family.
I try to do it within 24 hours. If you write to us and we get it, you'll get a call within 24 hours.
Yeah.
And
if you send us a telegram, we'll get back to you even faster.
Remember the telegrams?
One thing I have to tell you. You have to understand something. If you text me phone,
we have to
don't expect to get a, because I can't, I'm blind and I can't read my text.
Well, it isn't
my
just
phone
that,
doesn't
Michael.
Talk. Not no, to, my phone doesn't talk.
Yeah, and not to interrupt, but Michael does not use a smartphone. So in order to reply, you can either use the library of replies.
His phone's smart enough. His phone's smart enough.
It's a dummy phone.
Yeah. Uh-oh. But anyway, so... Yeah, don't text Michael, please. So I just want to say to everybody that David is wearing the neatest shirt for St. Patrick's Day.
Thank you.
Brenda picked out. Yeah,
she does a fine job.
It's a subtle print of shamrocks and other green other designs, but it's green on green, dark green, like the color of the grass, on a light green background. But it looks like it was hand printed.
I hurried here pretty. from a gig this afternoon, so I wanted to try to look right, you know, when I'm performing.
But it's a very snazzy shirt.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. So, Chris, what do you have to say for yourself, as Michael always says?
How are you celebrating St. Patty's Day there, Mr. Shaw?
Well, we had a great, fabulous time in service this morning. And after that,
special service?
No, it was just our regular service. We just had a good time.
They're always special.
And then my daughters went to Girl Scouts, and I had the house to myself. So sweet. I relaxed for a minute and almost overslept, but I made it.
I hope they appreciate your hard work selling all those Girl Scout cookies.
Oh my God!
Did they win a prize or something?
We had
the best selling
four full sheets, and I think she had over 500 cookies sold.
Wow. 500 boxes of cookies. That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Well, you did a good job.
Just your daughter?
That's just my daughter.
500 boxes?
Yeah.
Either close to 500 or over 500. It wasn't. It's in that low.
That's $2,000.
I know.
But the kids aren't selling them. Can you imagine to multiply it by all the kids around the
country?
Right.
It's the mom and dad that sold the cookies. The kids hardly ever sell the cookies anymore.
Right.
Right. They got that's the new hustle.
Yeah, exactly.
Charlotte and I bought our share, right?
Got
Charlotte?
Me working hard.
And if you got somebody that works in an office, then they take the orders from everybody,
that's
you know.
Right. Right.
But on the pressure.
But I am really loving this shirt you have on, David.
Isn't it cool?
Thank
it's like
you.
A cool
Thank
money
you.
Green shirt with the shamrocks on it.
But it's not loud.
It's not.
It's a subtle design.
An excellent shirt for radio. it's like I always say, I've got a face for radio too.
Oh,
it's
David,
perfect face for the radio.
Speaking of radio, David, we have to have some of your ham operator friends come back again. And I didn't forget about it. Just so it seems like we're always doing something else.
It's true. We've got a busy schedule.
That's right.
It's hard to squeeze all these things, fun little things in that we want to do, but it'll happen. We'll do it again.
So, Michael, we're going to go to break shortly. And then on the other side of the break, we'll have our first guest caller, Robert France.
That'll be very interesting.
Yeah,
very
he's going to talk
about websites.
Yep, websites and accessibility.
Accessibility to websites.
ADA compliance. So we're looking forward to that. All righty.
Well, we're going to go to break.
I hear sirens outside.
We're going to go to break.
Yep.
Don't go away. We'll be right back. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Remember that name. Lighthouse of Central Florida. If you are visually impaired, you're blind, you're sitting there saying, why me? What can I do? You don't have to do that anymore. Call Lighthouse today. They will help you. They'll help you with your mindset. They will help you to get started with your new way of life so you can be like Gary Sinclair, traveling around the country, getting on planes, going on cruises, doing all the things that a sighted person can do. And not only that, they also can teach you about getting a job, and they also have the workshop to give you a job. So don't keep on sitting there in your house doing nothing. Lighthouse. Call today. Lighthouse. The phone number for Lighthouse is 407-898-2483. I'll repeat, 407-898-2483. Call today.
Are you looking for a career? Contact National Industries for the Blind, NIB, and its nationwide network of associated nonprofit agencies employ thousands of people who are blind or visually impaired in a variety of career fields. NIB offers a wide range of career opportunities for every skill level in manufacturing and professional service sector. Our goal is to match your skills and passion with rewarding careers and progressive work environment. At NIB, it's not just a job, it's a mission. Visit NIB.org/careers for information about open positions and NIB's award-winning professional development and training programs. National Industries for the Blind, a great American workforce.
What is your favorite story? I mean, your most favorite story of all time. Now, let me introduce you to your most favorite audio player. Well, it might not be yet, but I'm thinking it soon will be. Introducing MegaVoice. MegaVoice is accessible, engineered with the visually challenged in mind. MegaVoice is easy to use. Tactile buttons are easily navigated. MegaVoice is portable, compact, lightweight, and rugged. Shock-resistant, heat-resistant, and water-resistant. Call us at 1-800-219-1758. That's 1-800-219-1758. Or write us at info@megavoice.com.
At Lighthouse Central Florida, we believe a person of any age can and should seek to fulfill their highest ambitions, well beyond the perceived restrictions of blindness and vision loss. Serving Orange, Central, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida at 407-898-2483. Or visit us online at lighthousecfl.org.
Does your organization struggle with making their website accessible? Monsito's all-in-one platform helps you address and fix issues like web accessibility, quality assurance, content policies, and more. Monsito's software streamlines ADA compliance. It will scan your domain to find any possible violations. In the dashboard, you will immediately get an overview of how your website is performing. Monsito uses machine learning and AI to prioritize issues, so you'll always know where to focus your efforts. Improve your website's accessibility, save yourself time, money, and potential headache. Optimize your website today. To find out more, visit Monsito.com, M-O-N-S-I-D-O.com, or call 858-281-2185. When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind & Beyond radio show.
Welcome back. Yeah, welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. Phone number to call in, which I hope you do, is 407-894-1680. Well, we have on the line right now a very nice man. I think he's a nice man, I guess. So he sounds like a nice guy to me, talking to him for a while now. His name is Robert France, like the country France. And he is from a company called Monsito. And he happens to be the director of sales. Are you there, Robert?
I am, Michael. Thank you for the, I guess I'm sort of nice. I don't know if I'm always nice, but I try to be nice.
Well,
all the time.
There you go. You try to be nice. At least you try to be nice. That's more like I can say for myself.
Some people don't deserve it anyway. Yeah. Don't feel bad.
So you are from Montecito.
I am. Yeah, I've been with Montecito for a couple of years now. I really find that helping companies get their websites to function better and to be more accessible has been extremely rewarding for me. I can honestly say I look forward to like going to work every day and working with people that are kind of like-minded like myself.
So you're like the guiding light, right? You're like the guiding light to keep people and let them people know that their websites are accessible. Is that right?
For the blind people? Absolutely. Montecito is a software company, and we basically focus on web governance. So our software scans people's websites and lets them know all kinds of errors that we find, like broken links, misspellings, search engine optimization issues. Most importantly, obviously, it scans for accessibility errors. So people with visual or hearing impairment can use the website just like everybody else. We were founded in Denmark, 2014, and again, our mission is to empower all customers to have an optimized website for, accessibility.
So, looking at David. Hi, Robert. This is Lynn. How are you?
Hey, Lynn.
Hi.
Good. How are you?
And I'd like to introduce you to David Hillebrand. He is our co-host tonight.
Good to meet you, Robert. I'm anxious to hear all about this. This is important stuff.
That's right.
Being blind myself and getting on the internet all the time, it makes a huge difference.
Right. So, Robert, one of the things we'd like to know, I understand that it's constantly running in the background, but I wanted you to explain that, how does it work in layman's terms? How does it help make the websites become how does it point out that you are not ADA compliant? How does it work in the background?
Sure. Yeah. Basically, what Montecito does is it scans the particular domain or website every single week, and it looks for accessibility issues. And then we have a dashboard, and that dashboard then shows you basically where the issues are, what they are, and where to find them, and obviously how to fix them as well. So, as the ad said, we use machine learning and AI to discover them. And again, we always really point you in the right direction so that you know where to focus. We kind of sort everything by different levels. A, double A, triple A. And obviously we recommend fixing the lower level, the A level items first, and then you move along through the different levels as we show you all the different issues. We know that obviously making, the necessary accessibility changes to your homepage can be kind of a scary task. We do provide a full team of people, to help you through the process.
That's amazing that it runs constantly in the background all the time. It's monitoring. So who would need Montecito? What types of individuals or companies?
It's more companies than individuals.
Well, but everybody needs to be ADA compliant. So
Wait. I don't go along with that. Would you go along with that? They say everybody needs to be. I mean, the corner guy who has an ice cream stand, he really doesn't need to be accessible.
I learned. Yes. I'm sighted, Robert, but everybody that I'm friendly with and then everybody that's mostly everybody part of the show is blind or visually impaired. So what I learned from the very beginning, I better streamline our website and just no graphics, keep it, just very streamlined and easy to access. So I think even on our level, need to be accessible.
Because our whole program is based, basically, most of our people are blind.
Yeah, but I know what you mean, like the ice cream
but
guy.
The
maybe
corner
not,
grocery
but,
store yeah. that just has a few
well, let's
people.
Let's let Robert answer.
You
so
answer
who
that
you
question.
Who needs Montecito?
Who needs Montecito?
You guys are so cute. So essentially, every organization or really anybody that has a website that wants to make their website accessible but doesn't really maybe understand how to do that can use Montecito. We have a whole bunch of other tools. Obviously, we are a web governance platform. So what that basically means is we look for everything, not just accessibility. That's our mainstay. That's the majority of why we have our platform. But in general, we look for, all kinds of things like broken links and misspelling, things like that, so that we can help the website just work better for not only the sighted, but also the non-sighted or the visually impaired. So again, the goal is to make it so that everybody has an equal ability to use the internet, across the board. And again, I agree with kind of both of you. I agree that, you know, maybe someone with an individual website maybe wouldn't want to buy a tool like ours. But again, it depends on how many people view that website,
right.
You know, and again, who views it.
Right.
If you have a lot of visually impaired people that need to, or hearing impaired, or colorblind, or, you know, again, you know, lots of different things. Again, that's where our website, you know, our software can come in and help your website with that. So really, again, it's really up to you and as whether or not, you know, you need that help, or maybe, you know, or maybe you don't. If you don't and you're good at doing it yourself, then obviously then a tool like ours wouldn't be perfect for you.
Right. So, okay, we're going down all the things that we discussed off the air that you would like to talk about. So what in the world is Heartbeat in reference to Montecito?
Sure. Yeah, that's one of our other web governance type things that we look for. It's a feature of the platform that monitors the health of the website. And when I say health, it provides you like a real-time alert if the website crashes or has a slow response. So, you know, anyone that's using, you know, the software to monitor your website can easily see when the website goes down. In other words, let's say it crashes or maybe the server that it's on goes down. So we monitor that and then we send you a message letting you know, hey, it's either slow to respond.
That's amazing.
Or it's down completely. So that's essentially what Heartbeat is. It's just another tool that's built into our software.
And so what are some of the other types of things that your software can do, Robert?
Yeah, you know, we can look for search engine optimization issues. You know, if you want to make your website, you know, rank higher organically on Google, we have a tool for that. We can scan and also look for accessibility in documents like PDFs. So if you have a lot of documents on your website, you need to have those accessible, then absolutely, you know, we can do that. You know, we can also, you know, provide information on, you know, kind of how visitors behave on the website, you know, where they went, how long they were staying on certain pages, you know, and also, you know, how well your website's doing and other areas where you might need to improve based on how many people go to each page. So things like that.
Okay. So, and who would normally use Montecito? Who's your general client?
You know, that's a great question. You know, I believe that, you know, the people that need to use this the most, obviously, are anybody with a website that has a lot of traffic and they would like to make it accessible and available to every single person in the world that would want to view it. But the industries and that we mainly work with are obviously education, government, healthcare, and financial.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we work with, you know, organizations all over the world. Some of them are extremely high profile. You know, some of our clients are Mississippi Department of Education, City of Los Angeles, you know, the Ohio State University. We also work with the Sydney Opera House, Princess Cruise Lines, things like that. So we work with all sizes of customers.
I'm going to guess. Remember, about 2 years ago, we were talking to this big supermarket chain.
Oh, we were, and they wanted to advertise.
And they wanted to advertise, but
right, we won't.
We
say
found
the
out.
Chain.
I'm not saying people's names, but
they weren't ready.
One of our friends who is. Let's put it this way. I used that person to look at all websites,
right.
And they came back
She's
and
our
they
detective.
Said, yeah, and they said, this website is not
accessible,
blind friendly. And so when we told them, they said, well, we have to do it.
Work on it.
And
yeah.
At the time, I didn't know about you. If I knew about you,
right.
I could have called you up and said, listen, here's a large chain,
right.
a supermarket chain. Definitely, I'm sure, could afford whatever you are, you know, saying your price is, because they did want the blind community and they wanted to do business with us, but we couldn't go on with them and they couldn't do with us because their website wasn't blind friendly.
So, okay.
Robert, if I can I ask you one quick question? This is Dave. I wonder, when you have companies that come to you, do you offer them advice as to certain things that automatically don't work well with screen readers? For instance, I've ran into a lot of websites when they have the more graphics, the more flashing lights and twirling things, it tends to be what really messes up speech,
right.
I've found.
The players.
So I wonder if you just give them generality sometimes to help with their page.
That's actually the next question, Dave, and I was going to say you'll like this about some of the accessibility errors that they look into. So that's great.
Yeah, That's a fantastic question, and that's literally exactly what we do. You know, apart from issues, you know, I mentioned before, navigation is a big one. This is something that is really difficult to check automatically. It really requires a human being to make sure that the navigation on the website is efficient and usable for everybody. You know, it's kind of like the tab order, you know, and, you know, it ties into that. You know, we see many websites that the tab order hasn't been tested, and where the focus indicator, you know, where you're putting the mouse hasn't been hidden for aesthetic reasons, things like that. These are all issues that are not easy to find, and they shouldn't be overlooked. You know, and that when we've gone a long way to, so that we make sure our customers are aware of it, and it's really important to focus on. The navigation isn't accessible using a screen reader, and the keyboard then too, you know, too may have people the same as the website is not loading. So if you, if it's not loading correctly, you can't use it. And again, that's where our, you know, our people are going to go out of their way, to make sure that, you know, they, you know, the website is usable by everything from a screen reader, you know, all the way up and down with all the different tools.
That's excellent.
Robert and David, one thing that bothers me, and I'm excited, this new thing now where they ask you to prove you're not a robot.
Oh.
And you I have to start clicking on every frame that has an automobile.
Yeah,
every
gotcha
frame that has part of a bridge. My question is, how in the world is a visually impaired supposed to do that? That must be a big thing that you come across all the time.
You know, that is a great question. You know, and again, that would be where, you know, each one of the images would need to have an alternative text or some sort of a written you know, description of what's going on in those individual boxes. And again, that's where the visually impaired would be able to listen from the screen reader to be able to hear exactly what's going on with that picture.
There are some.
And that's what's great.
I'm sorry. There's some websites that actually have like an MP3 you click on, and they want you to write in the box what you hear. They'll give you as an alternative to, you know, to clicking all these other things. They'll give you an MP3 and say like five words and want you to write it down in the box.
Oh,
well, it's amazing when they're doing that. They have you hear this voice amongst like 20 other voices, and it's even if you can hear well, you have a hard time understanding what they're saying. So it's very frustrating.
So what is Montecito advise? What you know? How does that work?
Well, again, we would go in and advise, you know, that you know, they make sure that all their templates are set up correctly, and make sure that each one of the items that you brought up is addressed. And make sure that, you know, and if someone's using a screen reader, that it works correctly with that screen reader. Nice. If it doesn't work correctly, then obviously then we need to take steps to make sure that it does work correctly. And doing that human test to test it step by step to make sure that it is. Again, also the audio section, if it's with the hearing impaired, if they can't hear it, then again it's kind of the same thing. So there has to be multiple ways for people to use that. And again, that's something that we go through, and I apologize. I'm on the sales side, so I'm not super, super technical, but I definitely know that our tech people are more than happy to help people walk them through fixing that and making it more accessible.
Robert, I know a lot of people are out there thinking, how would it help me, and how does it scan documents for accessibility errors?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. And essentially how it does it is we use a tool called Clarity, which is created by CommonLook. And what that does is it actually scans each document that you have, that the people would have on their website. And then it gives a report as to what's accessible, what's not accessible, what needs to be fixed, what's not, what doesn't need to be fixed. And it gives you a list of all those issues. You know, we even take it a step further. If you just don't want to fix it, we even have a team attached with CommonLook that we even fix it for you and give it back to you fully accessible so that you don't even have to worry about it.
Wow. So we've been going over so many different things, so much to cover, but why don't you tell people more about how they can find out about Montecito, and maybe you want to brag about all the people that are using it and about the free scan, all those nice things.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, again, I definitely do appreciate you having us on your radio show. You know, it means a lot to us, and we're in this space, and we want to make sure that everybody has a, an equal opportunity to use the internet. So, you know, I want to let listeners know that if someone out there or knows someone who manages an organization's website, you know, please let them know that we can help make their website more accessible or just more available to everybody. You know, we do have thousands of users all across the world. You know, we have offices in Australia and obviously in Europe, in Denmark, where we started. And then, you know, we're actually here in the U.S. in San Diego, California. So we have offices everywhere. And, you know, we definitely want to make sure that everybody knows that we're here to help. You know, I can tell you that, you know, if you go to Moncido.com, MONSIDO.com/blog, there's all kinds of great information there about accessibility and optimization and quality assurance and that kind of thing. You're also willing to, you know, more than happy to call us at 858-281-2185. And you can book a demo that way. Or, you know, if you want to get a free scan of your website, again, just go to our website, Moncido.com, M-O-N-S-I-D-O. And then either that or email us at info@Moncido.com. So really any of those ways to reach us, and we're more than happy to walk them through anything that they need.
That's terrific. And also all that information is also on our website. They could just click on the button that just simply says Moncido, or if you're sighted or visually impaired and you're able to access the logo, you can click on that and also go right to Moncido.com. And so much to, wow, that was really informative.
And our listeners know now there is a company
that will help.
That will help you as far as to make sure the stores or any
schools,
organizations, mm-hmm. supermarkets, anyone is, let's say, wants to be and working with the blind community. So if you don't have, let's just say, a problem, no problem. But if you do have a problem getting through to accessible of a business that you like and they are not accessible, well, then you have to inform a company like Moncido to make sure that they become accessible. So the point is, that's why they're the guiding light to help you. And am I saying it all right? I hope, Robert.
You do important work there, Robert. That is for sure. It means a lot to me being a user of the internet all the time. It's important. And unfortunately, there's the more cool graphics and really lovely stuff for sighted people pop up on the internet quite often. It makes their sites useless
more
to us.
For you.
It really depends if they want the blind folks to buy from them and do business with them. That's all. If they want the blind people, then their websites should be accessible.
We have to say goodnight, Robert, out there in San Diego.
We're going to break.
Robert, thanks, man.
Thank you for coming on. We'll have to have you back.
Looking forward to talking to you again.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Take care. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for coming on. We're going to break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Ignoring your eye health can lead to bigger problems down the road. Dr. Craig Skolnick, fellowship trained and board certified corneal transplant and cataract surgeon for nearly two decades, offers comprehensive eye examinations, including evaluations for cataract, dry eyes, diabetes, glaucoma, and macular degeneration in a state-of-the-art facility. With the most up-to-date technology, you'll feel comfortable, valued, and appreciated the minute you step inside Skolnick Eye Institute. Dr. Skolnick and staff are committed to providing superior care in a supportive environment. Call the Skolnick Eye Institute now, 561-296-2010. Located in Jupiter, 641 University Boulevard, just north of Palm Beach Garden. Visit SkolnickEye.com.
The Florida School for the Deaf and the Blind is a tuition-free state public school and outreach center available to eligible pre-K and K-12 students who are deaf, hard of hearing, blind, visually impaired, or deafblind. At FSDB, students learn how to do more, be more, and achieve more, fulfilling our vision of preparing them for a lifetime of success. FSDB gratefully accepts private donations to support vital programs that directly benefit the students and are not paid by state general revenue funds. To learn more about eligibility for enrollment or arrange for a campus tour, contact FSDB Parent Services at 904-827-2212 voice or call 904-201-4527 video phone. For more information, visit www.fsdb.k12.fl.us.
Are you struggling to manage your prescription medications? Not sure this is your morning pill or the one for tonight? Well, stop guessing. Get Script Talk Talking Labels. Script Talk labels are available at participating pharmacies across the U.S. and Canada at no extra charge. These special labels are placed on your medications by your pharmacist and work with a talking prescription reader. Listen to all of the label information with one touch of a button. Ask your pharmacist for Script Talk today or call Envision America for free assistance. 1-800-899-8900 901180. Be safe. Be independent. Ask for Script Talk today. Call 1-800-890-1180.
Coping with vision loss? We can help. Newsreel Magazine is a monthly 3-hour audio magazine by and for the blind and the visually impaired. Meet people who share creative tips, user-friendly suggestions, meet old and new friends, and learn about adaptive equipment and resources. For more information or a sample issue, call 614-469-0700 or email info@newsreelmag.org.
Or visit our website at www.newsreelmag.org.
That's www.newsreelmag.org.
Pilot Dogs has helped the blind and visually impaired discover independence and self-reliance since 1950. Our campus-based training in Columbus, Ohio, will give you the confidence and expertise to navigate new environments or explore your current one. With the largest selection of guide dog breeds in the country, we can match you with the breed that best fits your lifestyle. Pilot Dogs covers all expenses related to training, including transportation to and from our campus, room and board, and the cost of the guide dog or O&M training course. These expenses are covered by Pilot Dogs for all clients that reside in the United States. If you would like more information on our guide dog program or our orientation and mobility program, please contact us at pilotdogs.org or by calling 614-221-6367. Pilot Dogs is an accredited member of the International Guide Dog Federation.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Beyond Radio Show. I'm your host. If you don't like it, I can't help it. That's it. That's the way it rings. The host with the most. My name is Michael. The phone number to call in, which I hope you do, is 407-894-1680. I'll say it slow. 407-894-1680. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Again, we say we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. We have a caller right now on the line calling in from Vancouver, Washington. His name is Gabe. Gabe, are you there?
Hi, guys. Can you hear me?
We can hear you loud and clear, Gabe.
Hi, Gabriel.
Hi, Gabe.
Hi.
You're sounding good, man. How's it up there in Vancouver today?
Well, you're not going to believe this.
What?
About a week ago, it was like 45 degrees during the day, and now, guess how the water is right now. You're not going to believe this.
80.
It is 65 degrees outside right now.
Wow. Oh, nice.
Same as here.
Same as here, exactly.
Except we're here. We can go up to 80 tomorrow.
We do?
Whoa.
Check that
good
out
for you. I bet you're loving it being a little warmer, huh?
I know. We have about, I believe, spring starts on March 20th.
No turning back.
How's school treating you?
Pretty good. I'm really looking forward to spring break.
I bet.
All the kids are.
Do you go and do anything special for spring break?
I don't know yet.
Just not going to school, that's special enough, right?
I know.
Gabe, tell everybody who's never met you before on the air, where do you go to school?
Well, if this is your first time listening and your first time hearing me call in, I go to the Washington State School for the Blind.
There you go. Wonderful school.
And what grade are you in, sir?
Get ready for this. This is going to blow your mind. I believe the first time I called you, I was in, I think it was 7th grade. Well, now I'm in, wow, I'm already in 9th grade.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Holy cow.
You're getting to be an old man there, dude.
We've been friends.
I know.
Seems like we've been friends forever.
Heck, I still even remember, it's 2019 right now. I still remember 2009.
So what's your best subject?
My favorite subject in school would be music.
Is that right?
Oh, very good.
You know what my favorite subject was?
Lunch.
What? Lunch. Yeah, you're right, Dave. You're right, Dave. Lunch. Lunch.
Okay.
And morning break probably was a big one, too. But.
And gym.
Okay. Well, Gabe, we got to go. We got to do trivia, and I have to read
Thanks
some things.
Thanks for calling in.
But it was so nice to hear from you again.
Nice to hear from you, Gabe.
Say hi to your mama.
Good to talk to you, man.
Take care.
You too.
Okay, bye, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye,
Gabe.
Okay. Bye.
We're going to go to break. No, I'm
no,
sorry.
We're not.
Sorry. We got trivia time. What am I talking about?
And then
trivia
I have
time.
Some announcements to read.
Trivia time. Now, because it's St. Paddy's Day, this is special trivia.
Right.
Listen who's playing and singing the song. Who is singing the song? 407-894-1680. Who's singing the song? 407-894-1680. Who's singing the song?
When Irish eyes are smiling,
I think I know it already.
Sure, 'tis like a morn in spring. In the lilt of Irish laughter, you can hear the angels sing.
407-894-1680.
When Irish hearts are happy.
Okay.
Well, while we're waiting for some people to call in, Lynn, give the...
Okay. Well, thanks for playing that, Chris, for us. All righty. Yeah, while we're waiting for the callers to call in, I'd like to just refresh your memory about Lighthouse Central Florida and Lighthouse Works, that they have many, many job opportunities for you no matter where you live in the country. They encourage you to move down to Orlando and inquire about some job positions, and you can call 407-898-2483. And just to give you an example, they are looking for call center professionals, customer care professionals. They're always looking for call center professionals. They're looking for a case manager, which is also a client services coordinator. And just to remind you, you can get all these details if you call 407-898-2483. If you're certified, they have some certified staff openings, such as certified orientation and mobility specialist, assistive technology instructional specialist. They could use a teacher of the visually impaired, certified vision rehabilitation therapist, and a certified low vision therapist. They're also looking for a call center manager.
Now, I'm certifiable. Is that the same thing?
That's funny,
probably
David.
Not, I guess.
And when you call in, don't forget to say you heard of a blind well, to be on the
I
radio
have a
show.
Few more. They're also looking for a contract closeout specialist. That's a very important job. Also, early intervention vision services mentor.
Working with kids.
And, of course, IT support technician. And so let me just give you the phone number again, and you can inquire about those jobs. David, you know the number. Why don't you give the number?
You're testing me. It's been a while, but let's see. 407, I know that part. 898-2483. That number again is 407-898-2483. Call before midnight tonight. Operators are standing by.
And that's funny. The lighthouse you're calling.
That's right.
That is
for
the
jobs.
Lighthouse.
In Orlando. Lots of good jobs.
Actually, they are not standing by. They're hopefully home listening to the radio show.
There
but
you go.
But they will be there tomorrow morning
that's right.
at 8 o'clock ready to take your call. And they are
wow.
some,
that
some
early?
Cool people. Yeah, they are.
Mm. And don't forget to say you heard of a Blind to Beyond radio show. Any callers yet?
Yeah, they're busy talking back there. What is this?
So who's on the line? Anybody? Anybody call in?
She's been on the phone for the last...
You know, I should give a quick shout out to Mike Walsh, because Mike is from Lighthouse and I saw him on Friday. He's a new employee. So welcome to Mike here in Central Florida.
Welcome, Mike.
All right. So we're going to take our first caller from Pensacola, Florida. First time caller.
Did you want to
by the name of Cecil? Cecil wasn't calling in for the trivia. He was already on the phone line when the trivia played. Then after that, we have Maxine from St. Louis.
Wow.
Gary from Winter Park and Kevin from Greensboro, North Carolina. So we loaded up. So Cecil is on the deck. Cecil?
Hey, Cecil.
Howdy.
Hi,
what's
Cecil.
What's happening?
How's it going, man?
All right. That's easy. That was Bing Crosby's When Irish Eyes Are Smiling.
There you go.
There you got it.
And where are you calling in from?
Pensacola, I think.
Pensacola, Florida?
I'm from Pensacola. Yeah, we just got back from McGuire's Irish Pub here. That's the big place here that's got money all over the walls and ceiling. And,
oh, yeah.
Did you have corned beef and hash?
The moose.
Did you have corned beef and hash? I had corned beef and cabbage.
I had my corned beef and cabbage.
All right.
What about a nice cold Guinness?
No.
Do they have any?
No, I had one for you yesterday.
They make their own root beer at McGuire's.
Ooh, do they have any Sonny's Barbecue there?
In Pensacola? I don't know. I would have to look. No, we're talking amongst ourselves while you're talking about Sonny's Barbecue. I would have to look. I don't think there's one in Pensacola.
So you just want a $10 gift card from a place what I'm sure you know. It's called Dunkin' Donuts. Dunkin' Donuts.
I got to tell you, if the creek wasn't there, I could walk right across my backyard to be in Dunkin's parking lot.
All right.
There you go.
I live right over the creek, but there's a creek, and if the creek wasn't there, I could go right across my backyard and be in their parking lot.
You have to build a little walk, a little bridge, and go over the bridge.
See, it pays to listen to our show. I hope you'll keep on listening. We'll be sending you
a bracelet
that says Blind to Be on Radio Show. I wear mine every day. And
all right.
Also, $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts. I hope you keep on listening.
Yeah, Peggy wants me to mention the Florida Council of the Blind. She's saying, Florida Council. So, okay, I mentioned Florida Council of the Blind. I'm the president of our chapter here in Pensacola.
Oh, all right. Nice.
Keep on listening. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Thanks, Cecil.
Okay, don't hang up.
We got Peggy, we got Brenda, we got Pamela, we got Bob, and we got myself. There's five of us over here.
And I hope they're all listening.
Sounds like a party.
We're all in the same place. We're all listening.
Hi, guys.
Okay.
All righty. That's cool.
Give your name and address, and so we'll take care of it.
Sure,
Who else on the line right now?
All right, let's go. Let's talk to our good friend over in St. Louis, Missouri, Maxine.
Oh. Maxine, how are you?
Hello, Maxine.
Caller? Maxine, are you a first-time caller?
Oh, yes, my first time even hearing the program.
Welcome.
I had my radio on in the kitchen. I was in there cooking, so I thought, let me tell a surprise. It's the Christian radio station. It's my first time hearing your program. The blind and the seeing community, and I work with the national organization trying to bring national policy to bring transparency in policing and accountability. I figure even though when you can't see, you can be a victim of injustice.
Should I call?
So the website is called changesonus.org. You can go there and read the policy that we're trying to get passed into law for 4 years.
Okay.
What is it called? It's called Changes on...
The website is called Change Is On Us.
Oh, okay.
And the national proposed legislation is called ULEA, Uniform Reporting Law Enforcement Improvement Act. Mm-hmm. It was birthed out of the Ferguson movement 4 years ago.
Right.
And I'm working with the organization called ONUS. So we've been in the D.C. for 4 years trying to get it sponsored and passed into law to bring a national database to track all the activities on the ground in the penal system, the juvenile system, so there could be some transparency. Yeah.
Good for you.
Well, thank you very much for calling in.
That is awesome today.
It's a first time caller. We'll send you a very nice bracelet that I wear mine all the time.
I have mine on.
We're going to send you a very nice bracelet that you can wear, and it says Blind to Be On Radio Show. Thank you very much for calling in. I hope you keep listening.
I did get the answer right. I was surprised, Bing.
You're done good, Miss Maxine.
But keep on listening. Call in again.
We're here every Sunday night, Maxine.
We usually have three trivias a day, so call again.
I'm so most certainly with, because I want to keep you guys posted what's going on.
Yeah, okay. you can just call to say hi if you want to.
And keep us posted what's going on.
All right,
Oh, yes, sir, I will.
And give your name and address, and we'll send you the bracelet.
Oh, I appreciate it.
Okay, off the air.
Okay, just stay on the line. Thanks, Maxine.
Thank you, Maxine. Listen, let's go talk to our friend over at Winter Park, Florida. G-Man, what's up, baby?
Hey, hello, guys. Hello, David.
Is this Biker Gary?
This is Gary.
Well, you should be over at Daytona right now, man. You know, this is bike week. They're going to throw you out of the club.
Absolutely. But I want to say, you know, first of all, I want to say happy St. Patty's Day to everybody for
same
me.
To you.
I'm same to you, sir.
I wanted to say, I knew, you know me and my singers, I knew that right away. So I got an idea, Michael. Play a song, another song of his, and I'm going to tell you, it's been Bill Cosby.
Bill Cosby.
No, not Bill Cosby.
I said Bill Cosby.
Yeah, the wrong
guy. I always
guy.
Get the two names mixed up. But
it's Bing.
I could have been a winner, but
Bing.
Oh, well.
We're going to Bing you on the head, Gary.
All right, I'll talk to you guys later.
Okay, bye-bye.
Also the line.
I think there's somebody else.
All right, we got two more callers on the phone line. We're going to talk to our good friend, Kevin from Greensboro, North Carolina.
Kevin. Hi, Kevin.
I know that guy. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, Michael, Lynn, and Dave.
How's it going?
Greensboro, North Carolina.
Was calling in for trivia, but I didn't get it.
Well, try again.
You're so close.
Yeah, I will. And got the T-shirt the other day. It's nice.
All right.
Good.
Glad you like it. So just so you know, it says on the left chest, on the side, Kevin, it says Blind and Beyond Radio Show on there. It's a black, black shirt.
I noticed it.
Okay, on the back, it says kick me, so be careful.
What?
I'm kidding.
You didn't hear what David Hillebrand.
Just kidding. Just kidding.
Well, thanks for calling.
I'm glad you got
in.
It. Okay, we got to take our last call before we go to the top of the hour. But thanks for calling
I'll
in,
Kevin. Yeah, again.
Thank you.
Take care, Kevin.
Who's on the line?
All right, so we got another caller, first-time caller from Clinton, Indiana.
No kidding.
Clinton, Indiana, and he goes by the name, I think he said his name is John Stewart.
Sounds like an actor.
Yeah, like it's an actor. No, I'm just. Hey, John, can you turn your radio down, John? How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How you doing, Michael?
All right, how you doing?
I'm doing fine up here in Clinton, Indiana. Well, I've heard it through a newsreel about Irwin that was going to be on air tonight.
Oh, that's right.
Thought I'd call in and answer your trivia question, but I guess I'm a little bit late.
Don't
on
worry.
We got more coming in. We got two more today.
So,
I think you're the first call we've ever gotten from Clinton, Indiana, though. So
I don't even know where Clinton, Indiana is.
Is it near Indianapolis?
Well, it's just about 75 miles west of Indianapolis.
There you
okay.
go.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Oh, closer.
It's just north of Terre Haute, Indiana. It's about 15 miles north of Terre Haute.
Oh,
right on the Illinois and Indiana border.
Okay. I used to go through there.
That's right off of 57.
Yeah.
The Ford the Ford Expressway.
Well, another life, and I used to drive from all around St. Louis, and I went from St. Louis and Indianapolis, and I went to Chicago, all around. I used to drive all around that area. So
right.
I didn't know the town, but now when you mentioned it, I know it now.
So you don't want him driving around like that anymore, though.
Well,
70 or St. Louis is about 175 miles from Terre Haute, Indiana, so it's right on the I-70s. Terre Haute and St. Louis, you just go on I-70 and you're there. But we're 50 miles north of Terre Haute. So.
Okay, well, listen, we got to go now. But listen,
tune
give
in
your name
every
and address
week.
And we'll send you a bracer for being a first-time caller.
And we hope you tune in every week. It's John, right?
Yep.
Okay, John.
Thanks for calling
nice
in, John.
Thanks for calling in. Love to speak to you. And
y'all
hope
have
you call
a good time down there
in
my sunny Florida.
You can be our official call-in from Indiana, you know.
Oh, okay.
Clinton, Indiana.
That'll
yeah.
work.
We need
yeah.
that.
We need, yep.
I'm an old geezer, Michael. I'm an old man.
No.
Yeah, I'll be 77 years old here in July. So
that's not that old.
Yep. Well, I lost mine at 35 years old. So.
Oh, you're.
Anyway.
Oh, you're.
You lost
sighted.
What? Your vision or?
Yeah, vision.
Oh.
Yep.
I was hoping you weren't going to say like virginity or something.
I lost.
That's the time for a different show, maybe. Maybe next month.
I was a craftsman for about 12 and a half years. Worked in a print shop for 12 years and lost my sight totally and due to glaucoma and detached retina. So.
Oh, wow.
Anyway, but I have a good time and keep up good work, and I don't let any grass grow under my feet.
Yeah, that's right. It doesn't stop you, does it?
All right.
So you
good
lost
your
eyesight due to glaucoma. I'll have to remember that one. Okay, stay well.
You take care and have a good day down there, okay?
You too.
Thank you, Mr. Indiana.
Keep on listening to the show.
I'm listening. Bye-bye. We're going to the top of the hour now.
We're going out to the top of the hour. Stay tuned.
You too.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Don't hang up, though.
Yeah.
We're going to break. Going to the top of the hour. Don't go away. We got a lot more coming up. Stay tuned for Blind Beyond.